Yeah, one of them, the oldest one, was killed in an automobile accident, her and her husband, and he was a pilot for American Airlines. And but the other two are still here, and they both married and live close to Woodstock. And so we all still close to Roswell.
So you all see each other?
Mm-hmm. I got two granddaughters. I have two granddaughters. One of the granddaughters lives with me now. She moved in as soon as my wife died, and we had almost raised her, to tell you the truth. And so she just moved in, and she's been living with me. She's 34. She went to a couple of divorces, and she's not remarried anything. She's been a great help to me.
Yeah. So, nice to have someone around.
Mm-hmm.
In Roswell, do you have a lot of social contacts, like clubs? You know, some talk about the Rotary. Now you talked a little bit.
I belong to the Rotary. I got 23 years, I believe it is, with the Rotary.
And do you a lot of social activities with the Rotary?
Yes.
Or
mm-hmm.
Service activities? What kind of things did you guys do?
We one of the finest clubs I've ever been belonged to. It's we have a lot of fun, but we do a lot of good work.
Mm-hmm.
For the community here, and the children in school, and especially high school and things. So we do a lot for them. And it's just a pleasure. It's just, I always think that the Rotary Club's got, I used to call them the cream of the crop of the city, because we all our people are business people,
mm-hmm.
and just good people to work with, and don't mind contributing time or money or whatever it takes. And we have a golf tournament once a year that we make a lot of money on, and that takes care of us to help the community and the school kids and things like that. Or some people that's in bad and needs help of some kind, we always try to contribute to anything that we can be of help to.
Are you a big golfer?
No. When I was growing up, there wasn't any golf courses around here, and I was one of those who had to work. I didn't have time to play golf.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
No, just bowling and things like that. We used to have a lot of fun in the things that the fire chiefs conventions would have,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have bowling teams, and we went on a lot of those, and we always took time to play bowl a lot while we were in the service, and we had a lot of fun. We'd go every year to two or three of those conventions, different places. These Georgia fire chiefs was, of course, stayed in Georgia. We didn't have to get outside of Georgia. We went different places at different times. We'd never go. So we went the one on the Georgia coast at Brunswick. We went to that one. Well, I'm trying to think the name of it. It's a lot. We went to Savannah a lot, and we went all over the state of Georgia, most of it, though, different times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun, but I don't go to those anymore. We paid to go to those and go to school some and
mm-hmm.
get to see new equipment that we would buy, you know. So very educational, though.
Mm-hmm.
They learn a lot. But I enjoyed all that on the fire department. I really did. It's just different things. But when I got out of the fire department and I got to full-time as chief, I got into the Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
And they can only take two that's in the same thing you are, and there's two chiefs in the fire department, two chiefs in the police department, and two people in the insurance, two people in the banks and stuff like that. You can only have two. Yeah. We got a club about 200. We got a large one. We do a lot of good work. We've made a lot of things go right for us during these years that we also go on a lot of big conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.